Well, have you ever had to plan a dinner party or a big event of some kind? You know, there's all kinds of details that go into that. And it always kind of depends on who's coming, doesn't it? You know, if you have family coming over, I don't know about your house, but we have this breakfast bar on the kitchen counter, and it tends to collect stuff. And so if company's coming, if it's family, then we'll kind of scoop the stuff together and just move it out of the way, just stack it up. But if company's coming and it's not family, then we'll scoot it up together and we'll move it. We'll hide it, you know, so then it all looks kind of neat. You may have some folks that come and you're going to use the everyday dishes, and others that come, well, we need to have the good china and the good crystal out. Or maybe you have folks that are coming over and they come in through the back door and sit at your kitchen. And others who you don't let them pass the living room or the neat little seating area that you might have. You know, you're going to keep it a little bit more formal. So it all just kind of depends on who's coming to dinner. When our kids were growing up and all the cousins were coming over, we had certain toys that my daughters wanted to put away because she didn't want her cousins to play with it. If my nephew was coming over, we always had to make sure that we had appetizers to eat because we needed to fill him up so then the rest of us could eat at dinner time, or he'd clear out the place. So, you know, it always depends. About a year ago, it was wedding central around our house as our daughter was getting married, and there were so many details in planning that big event and who's coming and who's not coming and do we have enough food. And by the time all the family arrived, there was a job for everyone. It was all hands on deck because the invitations had been sent out. Well, that's kind of what's going on today in today's scripture. There's a big event, and John is the one who is sending out the invitations. He's getting everyone prepared for this spectacular event. The event, the coming of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So it's the second Sunday in Advent. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get on to Bethlehem. I am ready to hear the beautiful story of the birth of Christ. And Bethlehem is only a day's walk from Jerusalem. So you would think that, because that's where we were last week in the Bible, so you'd think that we could get there, but no. Before we get there, we have to go into the wilderness and meet John the Baptist. John the Baptist was making preparations. He was inviting people to come and experience and know Christ as King of your life. And in doing so, he quotes these words from the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. They say, "A voice of one calling in the desert," or the wilderness in some translations, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation." Oh, so much beautiful poetry and words and images in just these few verses. That you can tell that John is preparing for a big event. So what kind of event might it be? Well, first we find that John is in the wilderness. You know, sometimes we can wind up in the wilderness. One time, the first time I was sent to New Orleans, I went by myself, and it really did feel like a wilderness to me, a new land. It was a strange and unfamiliar place to me. We were living here at the time. We had our own home, and it was summertime. It was June when pastors moved, and we made the decision that Rusty would stay back with the girls because all our family was here, and I would go on to New Orleans. He would stay back and try to sell our house, and I would get us settled down there in New Orleans. And I have to tell you, that was the first time I had ever been alone. New Orleans is a different place to live. I was a North Louisiana girl down in this new culture, this new place, having new experiences and having to go places by myself, and I had never done that before. One of the places I went to was a wedding reception, or a rehearsal dinner, actually, and I sit at this table with strangers. I didn't know anyone was there, and And I'm the kind of person that comes in the back door and eats on the kitchen table with the everyday dishes. And here I was in this place that was fine dining. And there was enough silverware there was more silverware at my place at the table than I have in my whole silverware drawer. I mean, it was that kind of thing. And there was all this glassware. And it was really kind of intimidating until this judge leaned over to me and he says, "I'm not sure what to do with all this silverware." And I says, "I'm not either, but I knew I was going to be in good hands because we would figure it out together." So it's being in a wilderness. So that's the part of the event that John brings to the table, that we too live in a wilderness sometimes, places that are unfamiliar to us. We are in times that we sometimes don't know what to do. But just like God came to John in the wilderness, so God comes to us in the wilderness of our very own lives. The Lord meets us where we are, wherever we are on that path, whether we have had this deep, long, abiding relationship with the Lord or if he's brand new to us. He comes and he meets us in that wilderness of just where we are. Sometimes it's messy, and he comes to our messy, messed up lives, and he loves us and he helps us. He comforts us. He guides us. So matter wherever we are, he finds us. The next thing we learn from John is that we are to make the path straight. In other words, moving the obstacles that get in your way. Well, so if John was planning an event, perhaps it would look like what happened at our house last Thursday night. So Friday, we're hosting the dessert portion of the Asbury staff progressive dinner party for Christmas. And so we're getting the house ready. Now, I know that you're wondering, when am I ever going to get all those boxes unpacked? Well, I still haven't gotten all those boxes unpacked. And we've been working really hard all that week to get all the boxes unpacked. Thursday night at 10 o'clock, I said to Rusty, "It's time. We can't unpack anything else. We are going to have to just clear the house." I mean, because there were obstacles everywhere. So we had to put some of the stuff back in the boxes that we had been laying out, trying to figure out where it was going to go, and places where we had pictures sitting around, you know, where we might hang those up, and everything else went back in the garage. Well, it's the kind of thing that John is saying about obstacles. It's time to clear a straight path. It's time to get to where you can actually move and get close to God. When he said these words about making a straight path and making the mountains and the filling up the potholes and leveling out the ground, it was something that was done in biblical days when the king was coming. The king was going to come visit your village, and one of his servants would come ahead of time and say, "The king is coming, you know, make straight the path." In other words, make sure your roads are ready to receive the king. And they would. They'd go out and they would fill up any potholes. If the ground had these ruts in it of any kind, then they'd fill those up. And if there were boulders that had fallen, they pushed those aside. The main thing was that there not be any barriers or obstacles that got in the way so the king could come and visit you. Well, that's the kind of thing that's going on in our lives, perhaps. What is the junk? What is the obstacles that need to be cleared out that you might have this straight path to Jesus Christ? Is it sin? Is it guilt? Is it doubt? Is it a feeling of fear or unworthiness? Whatever it is, God's love and grace and forgiveness fills up those potholes in your life. God's grace, love, and forgiveness embraces you when you have these obstacles standing in your way and helps you through them and over them. God's love and grace and forgiveness for you can help make that path straight. For you know, he never stops reaching out to us. No matter where we can be found in the wilderness, he never stops reaching out to us. And we just need to remove those barriers that we might reach back to him. And then finally, I think the third thing that we learn is that God uses ordinary people. And John certainly represents that in this story. I went to, 20 years ago, I guess it was, I was given an award by the Professional Business Women's Association. I'm just an ordinary person, and it was one of the first awards I guess I'd ever received as a professional. And I was to sit at the head table. You'll never guess who was also receiving an award that year, and it was Melinda Schwegman when she was our lieutenant governor here in Louisiana. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, Melinda Schwegman and Ramona Lynn Bethley, there is absolutely no comparison. And very much I felt out of my league. And I kept wondering, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to sit at the head table with this very extraordinary leader of our time. And what am I going to say? What am I going to do? What are we going to talk about? And I was so intimidated. Well, she arrives fashionably late. She just comes in, plops herself down at the table, puts her elbows on the table, and she says, all right, girls, what are we talking about? Well, I knew then that this extraordinary person was someone who did extraordinary things, but she was an ordinary person. You know, so was John. John was an ordinary person. He didn't go to seminary. He wasn't on a church staff somewhere. But God was using him as an ordinary person to speak a word, to send an invitation, to invite people into a relationship with Jesus Christ. This last week, I made a phone call to a family that had been visiting our church, something that I do on occasion. And I asked them, you know, are you finding the kinds of things that you're interested in here at Asbury? Can I help connect you in any way? Do you need any information? Can I tell you about some of our programs and ministries? Just helping to connect them into the church. And one of the questions I asked was, how did they hear about Asbury? How did you come to visit Asbury? I was talking to the mother, and she says, well, our daughter had been invited to come by some of the children in your church. Our children were talking about Asbury. They were talking about how much fun they have when they come. They were talking about the things that they get to do here at church. And this little girl wanted to do it too. And so she asked her family if they could start coming to Asbury. Now, I know our children are extraordinary. I know that. But God is using these ordinary children to do this extraordinary work. I would invite you to do the same. Who are the people that you know, where you work, where you play, and where you live, that you might invite to come and be on the journey with you, not just this Advent season, but into the future as well? So it's the second Sunday of Advent, and we're planning this big event. And John helps us see that Christ reaches us in the wilderness, no matter where we are, in this messy, messed up world of ours sometimes. And he makes the path straight, removing all the obstacles, that we might have this clear path and deeper relationship. And in so doing, we invite others to join us on the journey. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you that you are with us every step of the way, no matter where we are in our relationship with you, no matter what the path may be. So, Lord, remove the obstacles that stand in our way sometimes of being that faithful disciple that you call us to be. And put in us a spirit of longing to not only know you, but to invite others to be in relationship with you as well. Your gifts, your service, and your witness. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. Kim will escort Gloria out, and you may greet her at the end of this worship service. But hear now this blessing. May you be a light to Christ where you work, where you play, and where you live, that you may be and bring that light to others. And may the peace of God be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.